very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, August the 30th, 2015. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, the National Vendors Union Zimbabwe splits with former director Samuel Wadzai forming his own organization called the Vendors Initiative for Social and Economic Transformation, which will also work with vendors.
The update is that we had their problems at the National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe, where we could not be able to agree on the best strategy to address the issues affecting vendors in Zimbabwe.
The Women's Health Alliance International, which is carrying out free obstetric fistula surgeries for women at Chinoy Hospital, says they've already assisted 24 women under the program, which was expected to end today but has now been extended to Wednesday.
The next clinic will be held in October. We are still deciding on this, and we may continue to Chinoy Provincial Hospital, or we may take it to Matabeleland Province.
And the president of the Zimbabwe Banks and Allied Workers Union, ZIBAU, says his organization is disgruntled at the ongoing firing of bank workers without benefits, calling the move illegal. And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. The National Vendors Union Zimbabwe splits with former director Samuel Wadzai forming his own organization called the Vendors Initiative for Social and Economic Transformation, which will also work with vendors. Wadzai says a difference in strategy of how to handle the vendor issues has forced him and other members of the secretariat to cut ties with NAVOS. And they've already started to engage vendors on how to move the issue forward. Efforts to get comment from NAVOS were unsuccessful. Wadzai tells us more on the issue.
The update is that we had their problems at the National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe, where we could not be able to agree on the best strategy to address the issues affecting vendors in Zimbabwe. We believe that there are three strategies. The first one is confrontation, the second one is engagement, and the third one is bootlicking. I feel personally, and the other thing that engagement is the best way going forward. Yes, confrontation, it assisted us as an organization during our days at NAVOS to ensure that the government gets to appreciate that there are vendors and there are problems within the vending enterprises, and that vendors need to be assisted to become entrepreneurs. But we did not focus, we did not give due attention to the issue of engagement with other stakeholders, not only the government. We are talking about MPs, councillors, retailers. All these stakeholders can be very important in terms of assisting the organization of the vending enterprise in Zimbabwe. So we believe that we need to take that route.
Are you then saying that you have broken away from the mother body and are now operating on a different platform?
NAVOS is not necessarily the mother body. There can be other platforms to deal with the issues of vending. The issue of vending, we have got over 4.5 million vendors in Zimbabwe, and all these vendors need to be assisted. And the NAVOS alone cannot be able to attend to each and every vendor.
Can you tell us about this new platform that you are now launching? Has it been launched? And what is it called? And what is your manifesto? What is so different from what NAVOS was doing?
The name of the organization is the Vendors Initiative for Social and Economic Transformation. Basically, our trust is to ensure that we are able to assist the vendors to grow from being street vendors to entrepreneurs, employers, active participants in the development of the economy of Zimbabwe. We just don't want to treat vendors as subjects.
So what is your strategy in this new organization? How are you going to approach it differently from what you were doing when you were with NAVOS?
The first port of call will be to ensure that we have a convergence, vendors convergence conference, where we will then say What are the issues now? Now that vendors have been removed from their current vending spaces, what is the way forward? Who has created this problem? What is the best way of approaching this this problem? And that convergence is already set. We are ready to roll.
That was the new director of Vendors Initiative for Social and Economic Transformation, a breakaway faction of NAVOS, Mr. Samuel Wadzai in Harare. The Women's Health Alliance Zimbabwe, which is carrying out free fistula surgeries for women at Chinoy Hospital, says they have already assisted 24 women under the program, which was expected to end today but now has been extended to Wednesday. The coordinator of the program, Priscilla Mabande, is urging those that want to enroll in their next program, which will be held in October, to contact her organization. We hear more from Ms. Mabande.
At the moment, the program is going quite well. We had a wonderful response from the broadcast that you guys did on our behalf. We've had a couple of people coming in from the Mashonaland West area, especially even in local. And to date, we have covered 24 women with repair surgery for both the vesicovaginal and the retrovaginal fistula, or just either of the two. And we're looking at a target of up to 31 women by Wednesday this coming week.
Are you still taking new cases, or these are cases that are already on your file?
What we're doing is we've had a couple of women walking in just turning up at the hospital, and it's of course created a few challenges in terms of the space and the surgery date. But we are putting people on our waiting list, and as soon as we know that the surgeon is around, we actually just confirm with anybody who's within that area whether or not they are free to come for surgery, because it involves a two-week post-operation stay in hospital. So some women can actually opt out and say, give me 1 month to put my house in order, I have to sort out my children, etc. And so we just actually interview the patients again before they come to make sure they're able to come for surgery.
And tell us a little bit, for those who don't know exactly what we are talking about, what is obstetric fistula, if you can just explain that to some who may have tuned in today.
Obstetric fistula is a condition that comes about to a woman who has undergone a difficult, a prolonged labor, and then her bladder ruptures or her rectum ruptures or both, and then the urine or the feces start to leak through the vagina. In Shona, it's called kutemukalindira, and it's a condition that usually affects women who are actually having complications with the first pregnancy, or it's maybe the fifth or so pregnancy, but it's a condition that's affecting women in Zimbabwe. And our organization is assisting these women with free repair surgery.
For those who may want to actually come on to your next program, how do they reach you?
We have a number that we're using for the outreach program. People can send a message, and please call or just give us a missed call. The number is 0782-640-840. I'll repeat the number, 0782-640-840. And we actually encourage that even husbands can bring their wives. We are not judging people on how the consent came about, but we are saying now that it's here, please bring your wives, your daughters, your aunties, bring them to us and we help them, because this condition really changes your life for the worse.
Okay, when is the next clinic?
The next clinic will be held in October. We are still deciding on this, and we may continue at Chinoy Provincial Hospital, or we may take it to Matabeleland Province. That's still in the pipeline, but as soon as we have definite dates, we'll share with you.
That was Priscilla Mabande of the Women's Health Alliance Zimbabwe at Chinoy Hospital. This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We're going out to you on the 4930, 4940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies, and on the 909 medium wave or AM frequency. The president of the Zimbabwe Banks and Allied Workers Union, ZIBAU, says his organization is disgruntled at the ongoing firing of bank workers without benefits, calling the move illegal. Different banks dismissed 107 employees, and of these, 75 were given dismissal letters without any benefits. President Robert Mugabe on Tuesday last week signed an amendment to the country's labor law, but it still remains what effect that will make. Tato Muchone, a Mandela Washington Fellow at Studio 7, speaks to Farai Katsande of ZIBAU on the issue.
To date, our records are showing about 107 employees who have been fired by different banks, namely Agribank 1, Bank ABC 51, NetBank 24, Sandbank 2, Schwartbank 29. Employers continue to fire willy-nilly, meaning that they are seeing that the bill, or which is now law, is not adequate or does not provide adequate protection to workers. This is why they are still taking their chances to continue firing employees.
As a union representing the workers, what is your next move from now?
We will continue to lobby those who make law to continue to make further amendments, including the position of labor as it had been tabulated or presented by labor at the tripartite negotiating forum. So we are not going to rest as labor. We will continue pushing until the voices of labor ahead, until the law has been amended to the tune that we believe that the worker is adequately protected.
That was the president of ZIBAU, Farai Katsande, speaking to Tato Muchone, a Mandela Washington Fellow at Studio 7. In an effort to expand the Zimbabwe Agenda for Sustainable Socio-Economic Transformation, ZIMASET, Chivid Rural District Council villagers yesterday launched their own pilot project aimed at empowering the grassroots. Jonga Kandemiri spoke with Chivid Rural District Council Chairman and Ward 31 Councillor Killa Zivu about the initiative.
ZIMASET is a blueprint that was set by the government. In other words, those are the goals of changing the economy. But we as the villagers in my area, we have decided to follow this blueprint and also act rather than just reading it as a blueprint. Because the advantages of this blueprint, the Zim Asset, is about to change the people's lives. So as a councillor and as a council chairman for a district, we have decided to say, what can we do? What can we borrow from this blueprint, which we are able to do as villagers, as people in the district, so that we can change our own life?
What projects do you have?
We are showing irrigations where we have maize, vegetables. We are also doing fish farming. We have got several fish ponds. There are a lot of different programs that villagers are doing. This is what we are showing tomorrow. The self-projects that are sustainable, that villagers can continue to do to help themselves.
That was Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri speaking to Chivi Rural District Council Chairman Killa Zivu in Chivi Mashingo. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues today. I'm gladly joined by Tommy Duchelle, who is a co-founder of Emerging Ideas and also the creative director of C Media based in Harare, Zimbabwe. Tommy, thank you so very much for joining me.
Absolutely. Great to be here.
Can you tell me more about what Emerging Ideas and C Media are?
Absolutely. Emerging Ideas is an accelerator with a community that helps accelerate ideas from concept to market. So our goal as an accelerating community is to get 100 ideas in Zimbabwe and Southern Africa to market by 2025. And so done eight. One of those ideas has been a production company called Cimedia, who I am, you know, I'm currently the director of that. And basically what Cimedia is a full-fledged production company that tells Zimbabwean African stories and also does commercial work for some of the biggest companies in Zimbabwe.
And looking at these companies that you're assisting in Zimbabwe, you know, how does that work out? How is the climate in Zimbabwe for startup companies?
I guess there's two ways to look at it. One is that there's no money, right? There's no access to capital. And so how do you, you know, grow a startup with no venture capital or seed capital? The other is that there's a necessity for startups and companies to grow and employ more people because the unemployment rate is so terrible, right? It comes down to the fact that there is no other option. I don't think it's the best climate to start, but what's the pressure of the entire economy is forcing people to become creative, where even though the environment's not that great, the creativity is producing things that are becoming sustainable, which I think is exciting.
Yeah, speaking on that point, Tommy, you know, it's really amazing to see what, you know, Zimbabweans are still able to do, you know, getting creative, popping up all these wonderful ideas. Can you tell us about, you know, what some young Zimbabweans are doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So we get kind of privileged to see, you know, some of these genius rock stars come out and very interesting personalities as well. You never meet a Zimbabwean with a good idea and a bad personality. They always have, you know, kind of a good idea and a good personality. One is a guy called George. He came into our pitch night and he had this really crazy contraption that he made in his garage with spare car parts and stuff people threw away. And he had it covered the entire pitch night, but he started talking about it. And basically what he had made, he unveiled it very, very pridefully, but he had created an airtime vending machine. So, you know, in Zimbabwe, you have to pay for your airtime, you know, so that you can make calls. And he made one of the first airtime vending machines where you put your money in and out pops a code that charges your phone and juices it up so you can have data and call time. So he created that in his garage. And I think, you know, when you see that kind of dedication, that kind of passion, and people just figuring stuff out, I mean, he's one of many cases. But it just gets everyone in the room kind of standing up and backing this creativity.
And how has the international interaction been in terms of synergy? Because, of course, in your most recent pitch night, you had an American that was there, and he was representing a company based here in Washington, D.C.
One of the things I believe is that you can't place exposure with anything. And so when you have someone like Evan Burfield from 1776 come out and, you know, just hang with us and talk about his experiences, it almost brings an element of exposure from the States, just kind of broadening people's mindset of what we possibly could create in the future. And so I think it's very good.
And, you know, let's conclude. Of course, I'm sure there's someone out there who might be listening, and they're basically saying to themselves, okay, I've created something, and I think it's pretty cool, it's pretty smart, and I've never seen it anywhere. How do they get in touch with Emerging Ideas?
At Emerging Ideas, .com, the website, she has a kind of a pitch deck. So it helps people think through every piece of their business. So you sign up for a blog and you actually get that resource for free. So it just starts to ask you the right question of, you know, do I have everything together? What things may I be blindsided by? What does the market look like? And that's an amazing tool to help kind of kick off your idea. And then also we constantly, you know, every week we post two blog pieces that people can read and you know, I guess, get experience from just from different entrepreneurs around the world. So those are two ways that guys can be a part of the community, but then also kickstart your idea with a very simple tool.
Tommy, I want to thank you so very much for joining me today.
Sukenda, thank you so much for having me. Absolutely a pleasure.
That was Tommy Duchal, co-founder of Emerging Ideas and a creative director of Cimedia, joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next week.
Now to recap on today's top stories. The National Vendors Union Zimbabwe splits with former director Samuel Wadzai, forming his own organization called the Vendors Initiative for Social and Economic Transformation, which will also work with vendors. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, August the 30th, 2015. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye in Washington. Wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.